from what I'm being told, we're about to be taught a lesson, a very severe lesson. It's survivable, but certainly there is going to be a lot of damage.
I mean, how can we interpret a natural geologic event such as an earthquake or maybe even a volcano pops out here? How can we tie that into some kind of religious prophecy that, you know, we've been bad or we're doing the wrong things?
Well, certainly there have been earthquakes and volcanoes erupting, you know, from the beginning of time. I don't know if you can equate that. I mean, I think the very term natural disaster is probably a misnomer. God's in control. And I think that we're going to be made abundantly aware of that very soon. But I think that he's allowing things. He may be allowing people that are manipulating the weather to cause problems or manipulating the earthquakes. We know that there is the capacity for that. We know that the government has been working on those things. And even some governments are trying to stop that. So, you know, from Project HARP ad infinitum, you can list all of these things that are happening. And does God have a hand in it? I think he's letting us destroy ourselves.
But why? There's so many. I mean, I've read cases where people critique the Bible, and, mm-hmm. and they say God is not this horrible, fearing entity. And it seems like people portray, and even you, mm-hmm. that he is a man of some kind of, or an entity of some kind of tremendous vengeance, that because things aren't going the right way, we're going to bring all these horrible things on you people.
I'm not sure that that's entirely accurate. I think God is a God of love, first and foremost a God of love. And in the appearance of Jesus to St. Faustina in Poland in about 1938, he told her that people should come back to him through the door of mercy first, because that's what he wants, because he's a loving God. But he also said if they don't come back through that door of mercy, they would have to come through the door of justice, one way or the other. And that's the message we're getting now. Come back out of love, come back out of fear, but come back.
Hmm.
There are a lot of things happening right now with the passage of laws and, you know, the Supreme Court decision on sodomy and all of that seems to be upsetting the Blessed Trinity from what the visionaries are saying. And because that we're not standing up when our children are being taught alternative lifestyles in school, and the list goes on, and certainly with abortion, that God is angry and God is going to act.
Yeah, but that's all up for interpretation, Kathleen.
Well, it is, and I guess we're going to find out.
In your thought, yeah, exactly. Your thoughts, your views,
sure.
Are yours. Other people will have other thoughts on how they want their children raised, and they're content with that.
Oh, I know, but I think we're going to see where that falls. Which side should we be on, and which side does God want?
Okay, but here's my take. I mean, let's assume there is this major devastating earthquake that could be so natural. You will say, and forgive me, I don't want to seem rude to you by any means, but I'm trying to understand you, that that this was done because God was trying to send us a message.
How about a new?
What if it wasn't? What if it wasn't? What if it just happened because it was some kind of horrible natural event?
I think you could look at it both ways. I think it's up to us to use our spiritual eyes. Certainly not all of us use them, and I don't, and I know a lot of people don't, but we need to try. I think whatever is coming will make that terribly clear to all of us as to what extent it is, and as to what person's done it, if any individual.
You know, because as you've said, these events have occurred throughout the history of man.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of mankind, people saw all kinds of natural disasters,
mm-hmm.
Celestial situations that they interpreted as being heavenly, and
but we have it recorded in the Bible, George, that some of these acts were from God. I mean, we had very specific threats against the Pharaoh by Moses as to what would happen, and we're going to be seeing the repetition of that. A lot of theologians believe that whatever was visited upon Egypt will be visited upon the world.
Yeah, but what if the situation, let's say, with Moses as he parted the Red Sea,
mm-hmm.
what if that was a natural event that occurred? You know, some scientists say, some scientists say, I'm playing the devil's advocate here for a moment, some scientists say that the Red Sea is subjected to certain kinds of winds that can make the waters push
mm-hmm.
back,
sure.
Revealing, I mean, I find this hard to believe, but that's what they say, revealing the ground and that you walk through. There are some that have found chariot wheels where Pharaoh's soldiers were supposed to be going to chase Moses and the Israelites at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying the events did not occur, but that the interpretations of why, some could be natural, some could be very spiritual. You just don't let it all comes down to your belief.
Do you think a nuclear bomb hitting Chicago or New York would be spiritual?
No.
Do you think that...
Do you?
I think it could become spiritual. I think we can overinterpret things too much one way or the other,
well,
but I think it would certainly bring us back to God, because I think it would make us feel terribly vulnerable.
It may bring us back to God. There's no doubt about that, but I don't think the event itself should be considered spiritual. You know, if some crazed person walks a suitcase bomb into Chicago or New York and, mm-hmm. and lets it off, I'm not going to call that spiritual.
I think there are people right now, George, probably 50 people, a little more, a little less, that are trying to create these events and make them seem apocalyptic when they're not. And that's what we have to decide.
Maybe.
I think we have to carefully pick and observe what's going on to find out, is it the hand of God, or is it these 50 people that are trying to orchestrate history?
I'm sure there's some people running around out there now, Kathleen, who think they're the Antichrist.
Well, several.
Yeah.
Most of them on my message board.
And, you know, they're probably doing all they can to convince the world that they are.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think, if these events occur, natural or otherwise, when do you think they're going to happen?
A lot of people are saying probably within a two-month period, maybe a little more, depending.
So that's a pretty small window.
It looks like a pretty small window, and a lot of people are judging that by animal activity and the pitch at which it is right now.
Generally, I would guess an animal would not start acting weird years out.
No.
That's pretty close.
No, I think that they're getting the real sense that something is happening. You know, certainly we've had some tremors in the sandhills that haven't been here for years, and that's a little disconcerting, but something's about to happen. You can feel it. It's not just the animals. People are going to the store feeling like they're in gloom and doom, and they don't know why. They feel something's going to happen. People all around the world are writing me, telling me the same thing. They've got the same feeling. So what does that mean? Are we picking it up? You know, are we using our feelers for this? Do we just instinctively know?
What if there had been some kind of electromagnetic pulse
mm-hmm.
test going on, let's say over the last couple months?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's affecting all of us
the
animals.
That could, and we don't know the ramifications of those tests down the line as to what may be happening, and they may be into a new form of physics, you know, that may be, you know, they're not real sure what the outcome will be on some of those tests. So it'll be interesting to see.
In your guess,
mm-hmm.
what do you think it might be, this event?
I think it's going to be a series of events. I think we're going to see a financial problem, too, linked with it. Now, whether Wall Street gets hit or, you know, the grid goes out again and people are without power and it's a massive earthquake or something, it's hits here and there by terrorists or something, I don't know. I just think it's going to be a series of events.
But you believe that it's all revolving around something very supernatural, and let's call the spiritual world for that supernatural.
I think it's supernaturally allowed.
Explain that.
Well, God can either take an active part or he can step back and just sit and let it happen. And I think that we're going to see a lot of things being allowed to happen, allow us to melt down on our own.
You mean he's doing a Pontius Pilate on us?
No, he'll never wash his hands of us, ever. But he will allow us to bring ourselves to our knees until we look up and find him. Because ultimately, you know, if this goes on with all these voices in the air and which fulfills the La Salette prophecies, people are going to start losing their minds.
What do you think these voices, and again, when we open up the phones next hour, maybe we'll get some calls from people who are hearing voices. Mm-hmm. Where do you think they're coming from?
I think that we're seeing the veil thinning between the world of time, our world, and eternity, or the other dimension where there is no time. Everything is always now. And because of that, I think we're experiencing a slowdown some days of time, and some days it's sped up. You don't get as much done in a certain day, or you get so much done you don't know what you're doing. On any given day, the time seems to be varying. A lot of people have written noticing it all around the world, and even at the equator, it seems that it doesn't. It has an effect. The people are feeling strange things.